It is Tuesday, October 17th, and you are listening to Evil Wave, It's a Wonderful Life. I'm one of your hosts, John Roland.
I'm the other host, Elliot Cabay.
And I'm yet a third host, Anthony Richards.
Ouch.
Ooh, that hurts when your heart breaks. And I'm keeping track now, guys. It's the sixth installment of Nerd News Now. Get excited. Everyone clap very loud.
Numero zaxo.
Everybody clapped.
Everyone clapped. Right. Keep the clapping going because October 13th, I didn't really get a chance to talk about this last week just because I didn't know this was happening. But October 13th was the 70th anniversary of the first supersonic space flight flown by Chuck Yeager in a Bell X-1. I like flying and I like space. I would never fly supersonic. Yeah. That would scare me.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of death.
I barely like flying subsonic.
Subsonic.
Such a large part of me wants to have like pre-written scripts so I can find meme music just for the things that you say.
Right.
Supersonic reminds me of some song. I can't think of it.
No pre-written scripts. No meme music here. I don't appreciate that, John. I don't want your board to be like you press a button and it's like a fart noise. I don't want any of that.
No. I just
we're not a morning radio show.
Music like. Just imagine.
We're actual quality.
Mention the word Sonic in any context.
Just the horrible Sonic theme song.
Every single time you say the word Sonic, City Escape plays.
No.
Yeah, City Escape's a good song. Fight me.
All right. Well, I want to move on to this. Can you guys guess what I'm going to talk about next?
Is it something about, wait, give me a second, SpaceX.
SpaceX, indeed, weekly SpaceX, that's now a thing.
Which is also weekly Muskie news.
Yeah, weekly Muskie news.
The rocket launch that I talked about on last Tuesday, that was going to happen on Wednesday, was a success, and the Falcon X is now a, quote, flight-proven rocket. Now I know it's like, oh, so they launched a rocket. This was a rocket that they launched previously. Mm-hmm. Now, I said before the podcast that it was the rocket that they launched when I talked about it on Tuesday, that rocket that they launched. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it was that rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane.
So they flew that rocket, landed that same rocket that they flew the same week, then flew that rocket again.
Yes. I think that's what happened. If not, maybe it was that first test rocket that they landed on the
look. In either way, it is impressive.
It is impressive. It doesn't really matter because they were able to recover a rocket and launch it again, and I love it.
Top that, NASA.
Top that, NASA. NASA. NASA's John made a good point. NASA is government funded.
Yeah, but my love for NASA extends as far as the fact that we always know what they're doing because they're a government program. Like. The only things they can hide are things that are, like, top secret. And you know what's
and
top secret
landing.
About space? Not really much. Because, like, it's really hard to get up there. Why would we ever be like, hey, Russia, no. You cannot help us get to space. We don't want none of you.
And, Anthony, if you say what I think you're going to say, I'm literally going to jump over this table and beat you to death.
I'm with him, and I don't even know what he's going to say.
That's it! I'm done.
Guys, we're going to have to discontinue the show now. Someone is dead today.
Someone is dead today.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. It's Anthony.
Facts. NASA is hiding the moon landing and the fact that the Earth is flat.
Yeah, and the Earth is hollow as well.
Earth is a pyramid.
Yes.
How do you explain the Great Pyramids?
Exactly.
They're models of the Earth.
They're models.
Stupid.
Mind blown.
But yeah, SpaceX, Muskie, keep up the good work. And I really want to see them... like, launch a rocket, land it, refuel it, put another payload on it, and just launch it again, like, the same day. That's what I really want to see. I want to see, like, launch after launch after launch of these rockets.
That would be great. So
the
beautiful.
World's most expensive amusement park, right?
I know, right? I would do it. I would just launch myself up into space and, like...
$10,000 a ticket. Oh,
yeah.
God.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah, only for the richest of the rich.
But still be worth it.
I'm the richest in the mind, guys. Okay, does that count for anything?
Sneak onto the ship.
I don't know if Elon Musk can accept your mind dollars.
Right.
Maybe he can figure out a way to do it.
Can he accept my meal plan
dollars?
I mean,
if I grovel hard enough, long enough, at Muskie, do you think he would let me have a free flight, even if it was just for the sake of getting me to leave him alone?
Probably not, because Tesla just fired like 100 employees or something. So
oh,
no one really cares.
Seriously?
Yeah, I just looked at it. I didn't really mention it to you guys because I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I don't know why, but they've fired 100 employees about something.
So, fun fact, right? I live in Missouri, right? And Missouri is a state in the middle of the country, right?
Wait,
and
I thought Missouri was a state somewhere in the middle of Africa. Shoot.
Yeah, well, get educated, all right? But there's, like, a town that's only, like, 20 minutes away from where I live, and apparently they have, like, Tesla chargers there, and, yeah. It didn't make any sense to me because I'm like, why would this place of all places?
Why does Kansas City have Google Fiber? Because it's an easy place to test it. They're not going to get, like, destroyed by people trying to, like, stream Netflix 24/7 because it's Kansas City.
Okay.
It's
now,
like why
that's
Uber
a good
tests
point.
Their cars here because, like, it sucks here.
That's
while
a good point.
Kansas City, I'm just going to complain real quick. It's mostly not even in Kansas. This upsets me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mostly
Missouri.
It's mostly Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their capital, right?
No,
that's Topeka. Topeka.
Topeka, Kansas. What's Missouri's and the
capital?
Jefferson City.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I don't know. John, don't get too fired up about it. I don't know.
I'm just perplexed as to why, like, the word city has to be after it. Because Jefferson's not another place. Like, it's not like New York where you need New York City or else you have New York.
I don't know. I think Jefferson was almost a state. That's the thing.
Wait, seriously?
Was it?
Yeah, like when they were doing the whole, like, 1860 compromises and stuff, making the states. They wanted to make a state of Jefferson.
Oh, so that makes sense then, that it would be Jefferson City.
Okay. Yeah, they wanted to make a state of Jefferson or something like that. Don't quote me on that. My history is kind
of
Because
I was
going to
say that if it was, like, one of, like, the 13 or, like, one of the ones that came shortly after the 13 colonies, I was going to be like, then it doesn't make sense still that they would call it Jefferson City because by that point in time, they would know that Jefferson isn't a state.
Yeah. It was around the time that Missouri
became
was making
a state.
If that is true, you have untriggered me. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Speaking of untriggering, something that makes me happy. John, you mentioned this. Spotify.
Oh, yeah. So Spotify just recently opened up to accepting submissions for ads from small businesses. Mm-hmm. So, like, Spotify is now doing better than YouTube.
Yeah. Right? YouTube, please die.
Honestly, YouTube is going, like, YouTube is spiraling into some pretty dark places right now.
I don't even watch people that I watched, like, forever on YouTube. I literally, like, I just plan my day around watching their Twitch stream. Mm-hmm. That's what I do now. Well, like, how do you do it? Do you know how you would submit it?
Do you think we can submit an advertisement for Nerd News now? I have no clue how YouTube advertisement works.
It doesn't work.
There's probably some way to do it.
Yeah.
I swear, 50% of the time they send me, like, those things, like, have you heard of any of these? I'm just like, none of the above.
None of them.
Continue.
So it just skips the...
I literally got an hour-long commercial once.
Really? From who?
I don't even remember.
No, I have was to. Was it that one? Skippable, but I know. Yeah,
was
like,
it that
I
one that was like, it was like just a field where it was like something about...
Yes.
It was an insurance company, right?
Yes.
I watched the same thing. I watched the whole thing.
No, mine was
nothing
like
happened.
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 3 years ago?
No,
really?
Mine was like, mine was 3 years ago too, now that I realize it, because it happened while I was in El Paso still.
But like, I was just like, you know how everyone like takes their phone in the shower, or just sets aside, plays music? Well, I was doing that. And then
an ad came on.
An ad came on. I'm like, okay, it's an ad. I can't skip it. And then a few minutes later, I'm like, why isn't this ad over? So I looked at it and I'm like, 57 minutes remaining. You made your whole documentary a commercial. There's so many things wrong with this. First, you don't get paid if you don't finish the commercial. So why make it 57 minutes?
That's dumb. That's so dumb. I want to meet the PR and marketing guy that was like, hour-long ad. Right now.
It's like they were expecting me to shower and then just
That's
kind
so
of
laughably
cope.
Idiotic. I don't
like,
understand.
Okay, I understand it if it was like really clickbaity and it like drew you in. Did it draw you in at all? Were you like interested in the topic at all?
I wasn't even watching the video. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I was just like, this isn't my music.
I did watch like 3 minutes of the video and then I was like, this is like an hour long. I'm going to skip.
I want to watch my video.
Exactly.
I watch a lot of like 3 hour things in length on YouTube, so I'd do it.
You know what the worst part was? It was on a 3 minute song.
Yeah. Awful.
I could have listened to that song 20 times in the time it took to listen to that commercial once.
Woo, thank you, YouTube.
Great.
That is just pure, perfect marketing material.
Right. Uh-huh. We should all, like, learn
we
something
should,
from
we
this.
We should. Who? I want to know who the company was, because I know YouTube would have just been like, you want to do an hour long? Whatever. Just do it. We don't care. Because, like,
they
YouTube
really
3
don't.
Years ago didn't care. Mm-hmm. Now YouTube 3 years ago doesn't care so much that they're the opposite of caring. Mm-hmm. Not they're neutral in caring. They're going to try and oppositely care
you. Okay, so I don't know how true this is, but somebody claims that they encountered a 3-hour-long unskippable ad in March of this year.
What?
I highly doubt
no,
that's
I think
true.
I think that's crap.
What I think might have happened is it probably loaded something wrong, and something wrong happened to include the skip button, because there's, like, I think YouTube has an upper limit of 30 seconds on unskippable commercials.
Oh, yeah,
because
totally.
Otherwise, like, you can watch commercials significantly longer than what you're about to watch.
Yeah, easy. Sorry. It was probably just a coding error or something.
Yeah.
Because YouTube's known for that.
Facts.
Apparently it's because, from what I'm reading, Adblock, like, they block the skip ad button because they block the whole ad.
Yeah.
And then if the ad somehow gets through, you end up with an unskippable ad, no matter how long it is.
I've had that happen. I don't use Adblock on YouTube because, I mean, I really stopped using Adblock entirely because a lot of the websites that I go on, I like and I want to keep them alive.
Yeah.
So if I know someone's monetizing their videos, I don't use Adblock on them, and I like the person, of course. And a lot of websites I don't use Adblock on, and it just turned into, like, me, like, not using Adblock a lot. See. Like if I'm, like, Google searching something, yeah, I won't use Adblock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will use Adblock, but if I'm, like, if I'm on, like, someone's website that I really like, I'm not using Adblock.
See, since most of my internet time is spent with music, I mostly have it on because I stream on Bandcamp, and Bandcamp doesn't have ads, so I have no reason to turn it off for any reason. And then YouTube, a lot of the stuff I watch, I don't really care about whether or not they get money because, like, I just don't know them.
It's like Vivo, right?
Yeah. Or a lot of channels I watch also just, like, they run ads, but it's not where they get their money. They just run ads because they have to because they have licensed content in it.
Okay.
So they get their money through, like, merch and stuff. So I'm like, it's like, YouTube can just suck it because I'm not paying them for
YouTube
a video
Red.
I don't even care about. Also, YouTube Red is such a stupid thing. And
oh my god, YouTube Red TV is awful.
Wait, what?
The one good thing was Scare PewDiePie, and then PewDiePie was an idiot. I mean, like, I'm not gonna defend that.
Yeah.
But and then they took it away, and now there's nothing else. There's, like, Jake Paul has, like, 8 different shows, and everyone wants Jake Paul dead.
Everyone wants Jake Paul dead.
No one wants Jake Paul alive.
You know who would actually make a good star? Markiplier.
He was on Scare PewDiePie, and he did really well, and they won't give him a show now, and he doesn't want one, granted.
I mean, yeah, he makes more than enough money. He's more than happy.
Oh, yeah, he's more than
that.
He's fine with just doing what he does.
Yeah, like, I liked Markiplier before I knew he was massive, just because, like,
he's kind of funny, yeah.
He's genuine about what he does. He's not like PewDiePie, where he's clearly doing stuff for the sake of doing it for the fans. Like, yes, he plays games for the fans once in a while. Like, he goes back to games that he'd otherwise be done with, but
PewDiePie now just doesn't care.
Yeah, but, like, when
you've seen him recently.
When you watch Markiplier's videos, like, he actually just enjoys the games that he's playing, and it's like, wow, I actually enjoy this. Like, I watched him play Alien Isolation. I have no real interest in that game, but I just liked him playing through it so much because he just genuinely enjoyed it, and he made it fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then PewDiePie makes the same 5 jokes every 5 minutes.
Now he's different. Now he just does not care. I mean, like, he did something really dumb. You can Google it later. But he was playing, like, PUBG, right? He plays just a bunch of PUBG because he just loves PUBG. He stopped taking requests for things. Like, he won't play something if someone requests him to do it.
He just outright, pettily, I will no longer.
No, I don't know if it's petty, but, like, if he plays it and he's like, wow, this is pretty good, he'll play it.
Okay.
It's all about, like, what he really wants to do now, because
I feel like with all the that's happened with him and, like the unfair kind of situations he got himself in, right? I don't really blame him too much.
I think like 80 to 70, probably like 65 to 70% of like his punishment is like well deserved.
Yeah.
But then the extra 30%, it's like, okay, now you're going a little too overboard. Like, it's not a lot overboard, but it's like it's a little too overboard with it.
He's not a total trash human, but he's made some really, really trash moves.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And when you're somebody who's that big of a public figure, you can't do that. You
can't do that.
Like, if just going to say, if I'm a cutie pie did that, he'd be just destroyed. Like, basically,
I don't know who that is.
Big league player. He's basically... Big, like, not necessarily fat, but, like, bigger guy, really long hair, super unkempt, but, like, one of the funniest people you'll watch.
Yeah.
He just makes fun of everything, and it's great.
Yeah, but if he did that, he'd be ruined.
And people love him to death because he's so genuinely, like... He just genuinely doesn't care, kind of like how PewDiePie doesn't know.
Yeah.
But, like, if he did that, he'd be shut down because, like, people don't feel like tolerating that anymore.
No. No. I want to get off the topic of this because we went on a huge tangent.
We really did.
We really did. But launch, I think it's a company that makes drones. I have the hyperlink. I'm just going to click it. But they cannot open it. Whoa. But there's this company, right? They make drones. They make, like, bombs and stuff. But now what they want to do is they want to launch, like, tiny satellites into space with railguns. It's just an idea. But they want to launch, like, 500-kilogram satellites into space with railguns. And for those of you that don't know, a railgun is not really a gun. It's more like a magnetic propulsion system. It just uses the power of magnets to accelerate something very, very fast, and that's about it.
It's probably one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see in
action if you choose
to.
No recoil on it as well.
Please go watch videos of railguns just destroying things.
It's great.
Or propelling things. It's how I know God exists.
Yeah. They're pretty beautiful.
I just like magnets.
Magnets are cool, too. I don't know how they work, but magnets, you know.
You know how they work? Magic.
Magic. That's how computers work, too. I swear. I'm a software engineer. Computers are magic. I am currently at Hogwarts studying computers.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all computers are. Because whenever you do something, you're like, this might work. It might not.
Sometimes it works, and then sometimes it's not. So it's literally magic.
It's just magic.
It's magic.
Fun facts.
And I want to get to your special thing,
uh-huh.
The one thing you told me about.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say this real fast. Uber can now operate in London for all of our viewers in London. you can now use an Uber again, guys.
Not really certain how you feel about that. Well, I mean, only 30% of you are happy about that, right, John? That was the statistic.
30.
Yeah, only 30% of you are really happy about that. But I mean, like, I guess
realistically,
good for
it's
the
probably
30%
like
of you.
15 that are really happy about it, and like the other 15 are like kind of complacent about it.
Yeah, they're indifferent.
It's more convenient. It saves a little money.
Yeah,
but, like,
really. They appealed to the court in London, and they were like, "All right, we'll let you operate while we look at this appeal."
So it could
literally be like, nah, we still don't want you here. So this is just a temporary thing.
So enjoy your month, Uber, of making money in London.
But until then, come back to Pittsburgh and do self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Stay out of other countries.
Please.
You're ours.
America trying to take over everything for itself.
No, we're not taking it over. We're just hoarding it.
All right. Yeah. So, it is a special time. This is our Unpop Culture segment here, and today we're going to talk about something that you're all probably familiar with, the McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan.
All right, McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Yes.
Disaster / fiasco / mess of a business idea.
Yeah.
See, now... What happened is, for those of you who are familiar with Rick and Morty, it was mentioned within the season one episode that aired in April, on April 1st, literally.
Season one? Season two?
No. It's the season three episode one.
Season three episode one. Okay,
season three episode one, right, that aired in April, on April 1st, okay? There was a mention of Szechuan. There was a mention of Szechuan sauce. They're going to have to correct me like 30 more times before this is over.
Yes.
And the fans, they became like super hype about it. McDonald's caught on to this, or at least they thought they caught on to this.
Okay, think about catching on to something, like how if someone throws a baseball at you and it just cracks you in the head. Like, you technically caught it with your face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, but you're not walking right after that.
And so this is kind of what happened with McDonald's. They announced that they were going to have like a 1-day limited time offer deal of Szechuan sauce.
All right, I'm glad
you're catching yourself now.
I'm sorry to just keep interrupting you, but who else here was like 1 day only, and I was like, oh no, this is gonna be bad.
That was me.
I was like, someone's dying. I thought it was going to be
a disaster, but for different reasons than it was a disaster.
I'm like, someone's going to get shot.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. Like, you don't do something for 1 day only that big. Like, even if it's not that big, if, like, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, 1/27th of the population enjoys it, you don't do something like that for 1 day.
Yeah, exactly.
That involves bad.
And, like, it was a disaster, but I thought, like, McDonald's was going to be a lot smarter about the disaster that was going to be on their hands. No, they literally only released Szechuan sauce to, like, select stores. And when I say select stores, I mean the city of Boston only had one McDonald's where they were releasing any Szechuan sauce at all.
And sometimes, like this isn't a joke, some stores didn't have it.
Exactly.
On the website, it said it had it. But it didn't. It just had merch.
For like Rick and Morty or whatever.
For Rick and Morty, right?
And then the stores that did actually have it only had somewhere ranging from like 1 to 50 packets worth.
It was actually most likely 20. Like, every store most likely had 20 packets.
Yeah, the general consensus was like 20 was a pretty normal number. Like, they might have a little less if it was in a less populated area, but 20 was basically what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here just like wondering like how McDonald's could have possibly thought this was smart business practice.
The same reason they thought the hamburger was a good idea.
Like, I know what it was.
Don't know. You're gonna have to explain that one.
Yeah,
I don't want to explain that one. My life is better without explaining the
go
McDonald's
Google it,
characters.
Kids.
Go Google the hamburger. But anyway, yeah, like, I know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, all right, so we're going to have a, quote, disaster, right? And we're going to get everyone really mad at us. Mm-hmm. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going to satiate that anger.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make fortunes more than if we just gave it to them in the first place.
Yep.
So I'm not going to go and get the Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, and to just hammer in, like, to prove your point, they did announce that they are bringing Szechuan sauce back in the winter at a whole bunch more locations, and they're going to actually, you know, hyper produce the Szechuan sauce for people who want Szechuan sauce.
I hope people don't go out and buy it, like, wholeheartedly.
I'm hoping people don't care by then.
I hope it's like been too long and it just doesn't matter anymore, because I like Rick and Morty, right? But
same fan.
The fans are a little crazy.
They really are.
I saw a video, like my friend went, and he was this guy dressed up as Rick, and he was trying to get people to stop a car that got the Szechuan sauce from leaving. And I think he was mad because the lady didn't understand what Rick and Morty was, but she got the Szechuan sauce. And I think he wanted her to, like,
die.
Give him the Szechuan sauce because she didn't deserve it.
I see.
And I was so confused.
Look. There is another video of, like, a guy who is just, like, he got on the desk, right? Like, the front desk where you go and order your food or whatever, right? And he was just, he's jumping up and down on it, like, chanting, like, I want sauce, right? I'm Pickle Rick, wubba lubba dub dub. Like, that's gonna magically make more sauce appear somehow.
It was ridiculous.
It was absolutely ridiculous. And, like, it literally got to the point where there are people... There was a person on the internet who, like, he had, like, an actual, like, open pack of Szechuan sauce, and he was paying people $10 to get one dip of the Szechuan sauce. And it's even more mind-boggling because you can literally find the recipe online.
You can go to Walmart and buy Szechuan sauce, No. Don't even go to Walmart. Go to a gas station that might sell Szechuan sauce. It's probably going to taste the same. It's going to have that same manufactured taste.
Do you guys want to hear the recipe for Szechuan sauce? Szechuan sauce? Because I have the recipe for Szechuan sauce on my phone.
Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear the recipe?
I'm finding one myself just in case it's different.
Okay. Yeah, no, but here's one. Here's one recipe for the Szechuan sauce, right? You mince 6 cloves of garlic, right? You add 4 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar. You add some soy sauce to taste, okay? Do not use low sodium. That's a fun fact. Add 2 tablespoons of plum sake, all right? A little extra if, you know, you need some to drink.
What is plum sake? Is that alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a different recipe than I have. Very different, actually.
Really? Okay, well, yeah, I'll finish mine, and then John can share his if he wants to.
Is this binging with Babbage's?
No, I don't. I'm not 100% certain if it's binging with Babish's. I just found like the random recipe on. It's actually on a YouTube video.
Okay.
If any of you are familiar with the know, this is where I got the recipe from. Then you reduce the sauce slightly, add 3.5 tablespoons of cock sauce, sriracha. Add 2 tablespoons brown sugar, red pepper flakes to taste, minced garlic to taste, and then consume remaining plum sake.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I just found the recipe you're talking about. I was like, use 2 of the ounces in the recipe, drink the other 3. Yeah,
exactly.
This is good. That's great.
That's how you be
Infinite health in Star Wars Battlefront 2, I think.
Oh my god, that's specific. I would understand like if you said like GTA.
Yeah, right.
No, I used to use that code so many times just because like, I didn't enjoy dying because I enjoyed just doing nothing and just like running around and being like, haha, you losers.
Yeah.
Just like shooting them slowly to death because I can.
Hey, John, do you want to share the recipe that you came across?
Yeah, so this one's much simpler and it's it's a quick and easy Szechuan sauce, so take that as you will. 1/2 tablespoon of ground roasted Szechuan peppercorn, which I don't actually know what that is. But that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
1/4 tablespoon of salt. Well, teaspoon, I lied. 4 teaspoons of tahini. But what? Anthony, can you look up tahini for me?
Looking up tahini. It's probably some type of alcohol is what it sounds like.
1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of dark soy sauce, and 2 tablespoons of chili oil with flakes.
Maybe someone who can actually spell should look this up, because I'm not sure if I found the right thing. What is tahini?
Spell yeah, well, while you guys are looking up, I just want to say this.
Okay, condiment used from ground hauled sesame seeds.
Oh, okay.
So it's like,
yeah, that's supposed to be simpler. Like I've never heard. Of
I mean, like
before.
I've had sesame seed oil. Yeah, So it's probably the same thing. Okay. Roughly the same thing.
One's more lardy.
It's kind of like how pepper is. Like it's basically just ground up sesame seeds, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. that doesn't sound too hard.
So you can buy them, obviously. Yeah. You just might not find them by that name because
it's just ground pepper sesame seed. I see that in the grocery store all the time.
Yeah. And so, like McDonald's has like the official recipe released somewhere out there. So like if you want to go and find like that specific one too, like you could do that.
Yeah, you got to get red 40, blue 1, green 29 or whatever. You got to go to the special
dyes. And then
you
just mix those dyes together and you got
Szechuan
sauce.
Yeah, and then
you got some soy sauce.
Throw in some titanium dioxide.
Right?
I saw that on Pringles can, titanium dioxide. That scared me a little bit.
I'm not going to stop eating Pringles. I only eat regular Pringles.
Hold up.
What?
I literally see an article right now titled "Michigan Woman Trades McDonald's Szechuan Sauce for Volkswagen."
No! People, what are you doing?
Is this actually true?
This isn't Bitcoin, everyone! This isn't the next Bitcoin!
Even if it was Bitcoin, this isn't acceptable.
I was like literally just watching this like volume meter thing, and then like there was nothing on it. Like there was a space of silence, and then like Elliot just goes no, and it goes all the way up.
I'm sorry for headphone users, but that's ridiculous. That is so dumb. I'm waiting to hear like local man trades heart for Szechuan sauce or something. Because like it's ridiculous.
She traded a single packet for a 2004 Volkswagen GTI.
That is trash.
Granted, it's only $5,000 car. It's a $5,000 car.
It's a car.
Yeah.
Like, if you traded, okay, so on eBay, I literally already saw on eBay, it's like $98,000 mm-hmm. for this packet of Szechuan sauce.
And is I'm it
like,
already open or is it closed?
I think it's closed. I mean, oh. I'm going to look. I can look it up for you guys.
You could probably sell an open pack of Szechuan sauce for that much money, and it would be like the same. Like, people would still pay for it.
Guys, I'm getting migraines from this.
Yeah.
This
too.
Is upsetting.
I'm
so angry. McDonald's is facing backlash. Oh, yeah, here. Here's the picture of it. McDonald's Szechuan sauce packet sealed, unopened Rick and Morty, $218. $218.50.
Are you kidding me?
And the thing is that's not low enough. That's not high enough to be memed. That's real. That's real. Someone had bet that. Because it's a bed. It's bidding.
I can't believe people care this much. It's a mediocre sauce. They just continued it for a reason.
Yeah, right? It's ridiculous. And now people are selling the merch mm-hmm. on eBay, and it's... Oh, $1,000 for, I think, five of them.
For five of them together?
Yes.
Yeah, hey,
five of them.
Someone got their hands on five.
Wow.
Nearly a 10% discount from the 218 we heard earlier.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Trust him. Yeah. He's an AXI major.
But no, there's a limited edition Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce packet photo.
Photo.
A photo of the packet.
$1.49.
Are you kidding me?
$500 for one packet.
Why?
$50 for a photo of it.
Listen, if anyone out there is a Rick and Morty fan and you have done this yourself.
Wait, guys, I'm gonna commit online piracy like right now.
Yes, please speak that in the microphone.
No.
Are you downloading that photo as is?
I'm snipping it.
I'm snipping it.
Yeah,
I snipped it. I'm saving it. Oh, honestly, no. FBI, come get me. Oh, no.
They're gonna like listen and they're gonna be like,
I'm gonna call the Call of Duty guys on you. Yeah, then I'm gonna tell the Call of Duty people.
Guys, I did it.
Oh, no.
I did it.
He has committed piracy on the show, guys.
I'm setting it as my background.
You're going to get 780 no-scoped.
I'm going to get 780
no-scoped. 780 no-scoped.
He's going to make two whole rotations. And
why do you sell a photo? Why
isn't that 720?
You can't include a picture of the photo. 720
no-scoped?
No, 780.
Uh-huh.
Two full turns and then a little more.
Okay, and then a little more.
No, guys. I really need to know this, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing the full hand shaking. I am exasperated right now.
I am too. I do
Why
not understand.
Sell a photo, right? And then post a picture of the photo.
Oh, you're exasperated. Yeah, no, that is also exasperating.
I snipped that. And it's on my computer now. And I literally just stole $1.49 from someone. Not really. I didn't steal it. But I could just post that and be like, yeah, here, have this photo.
That's
Listen.
I'm
done. I want to get off this topic.
Yeah, let's end this on a happy note.
I want to get off Mr. Bone's Wild Ride.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can we move on, please? Yeah,
can I just tell them what Szechuan means?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So Szechuan actually means spicy, oily, and especially peppery. That is the meaning of Szechuan for anyone who didn't know, because I didn't know before today. And now we will end the topic.
Now
and
I never
want to
eat Szechuan sauce again.
Now I never want to hear about Szechuan sauce. Like, that episode of Rick and Morty where he mentioned Szechuan sauce, it is blacklisted. I will never watch it again.
All right,
although,
let's change it.
Just saying, if someone offers me some General Tso's chicken today, I'm not turning that down.
Me.
Oh, yeah, no, same.
That's different. Completely different.
Yeah, completely better, too.
Yeah.
Facts.
All right. Audiophile. John. iTunes.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you who still use iTunes, like I sometimes do just because it for extracting CDs, it's super simple and it pulls most of the metadata because it has iTunes' database. It's easy. If anybody's updated their iTunes recently, which nobody does because everybody hates every time they update iTunes. Like,
facts.
There's some programs that like you always update because you're like, this is better. Like, you update your web browser. But every time you see an iTunes update, you're like, remind me later. I was on version 7 for several years.
Wow.
Before my computer broke, I got a new one, and then I had to upgrade to 10, which I've been on for several years, until I built a new computer, and now I'm on version, like, 11.6 or something. Whichever version that they just
released?
Undid, I think. So, for those of you who don't know, iTunes put out 11.7 or 12.7. I don't remember the number.
Mm-hmm. Should I look it up?
But sure. But people really, really hate it because it is awful and it has no intelligent user interface whatsoever and it's just clunky. So they released a quote retro
12.7.
unquote of 12.6.3. Literally the last release before 12.7. And they're calling it retro.
They're calling it retro, everyone.
Which is mind-numbing in itself. But the fact that your user base hates a program so much as to re-release an old version officially is just mind-boggling.
Asinine.
People hate it so much.
Asinine. Mm-hmm.
That you're willing to re-release an old version of your program and market it as new. Actually, they don't even market it. They didn't even announce that they put up the link to download. Like, it just appeared on their page. They just silently did it because they realized people hate it so much.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, good on them for changing it. But
I genuinely had to have John mute my mic because I needed to move it because I'm putting my mic in that I have a headache position because that is making me more angry, right? Why are you doing that? Just fix the issues that people have with it and then never update it again. Unless you need to update it for firmware or something. I don't know. iTunes, Apple.
The human race is just disappointing in general.
Stop, Apple. Just stop everything you're doing. Restructure your company for like
Bring
a
back
year.
Steve.
Bring back Steve. Steve is dead. Bring other yeah, Steve. Bring back other Steve.
No,
bring
no.
Back
I
Wozniak.
Want them to bring Steve back from the dead.
Bring back Steve Wozniak. That's what I want. I want Steve Wozniak back.
Is it Steve Wozniak?
Wozniak, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know Wozniak's his last name, but... You know.
So, for anybody who is like me and is going to be moving away from iTunes very, very promptly, I recommend downloading the media player Winamp.
Winamp's good. Winamp is good.
Winamp is basically one of the best free players you can use. It's not perfect, don't get me wrong. It's free. Of course it's not perfect. But yeah. It works perfectly fine for most people, and... Yeah. It does everything old iTunes used to do, except without all of the buttons that don't make sense. Like, why on earth do I have to click a button to get to my playlists, but that button also doesn't have my artists under it, too? Like, why would you segregate where I find my music sorting options? That is just stupid.
It's ridiculous. I don't like iTunes. I never liked iTunes. I always used trusty old Windows Media Player. I still do. They have Groove Music on my computer. I don't use it. I use Windows Media Player.
Groove Music is so bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah, at this point, I don't even know because all I use is Spotify. So.
Yeah, Spotify.
I use
Windows
Spotify
Media Player.
For streaming, but like if I'm ever going to do local playing, which probably I won't, just because I use Spotify and most of it's there.
I rip vinyl. And I use Windows Media Player.
If you want to rip vinyl, get an actual program for that. Like, even Audacity is better than Windows Media Player.
No, I record it with Audacity, and then I have it cut when it... But I just play it with Windows Media Player.
Is Audacity a popular program?
Audacity is really popular.
Really?
Audacity is the leading, music...
So I've used Audacity in the past, but I never realized that, you know, like, people actually knew about Audacity. Oh, yeah. Like, I thought it was kind of like one of those things that I just stumbled upon.
Nah, it's really popular for people who need to use it but don't have the money to get an actual software package.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you have $60, I really recommend Reaper.
Okay.
Because Reaper does everything Audacity does, but A, it's not clunky, and B, it's just actually good.
Audacity is really clunky.
It's clunky. It's really, really ugly. Like, it looks like it's straight out of Windows 95 era.
Oh,
and it has ever since it came out.
It does.
They just don't care to update it because people use it and it functions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does what it's supposed to, and that's all.
And I
respect that about Audacity. But that's not what I expect about iTunes. It doesn't do what it does, and they still have to update it, and it doesn't fix anything. And I'm angry again, and I'm back in the headache.
If you're an Adobe person and like you already have the Creative Suite, Audition's perfectly fine. I wouldn't do any like professional work in Audition, like recording a whole band and like producing that way. But to like just edit things, like I edit podcasts on Audacity and I record everything on Audacity. Like, it's really good for really simple things.
Oh, yeah.
But the more complex you get, the further away I'd move from Audacity. Shoot, sorry. Audition, not Audacity. Audition. Adobe Audition.
Okay.
If you do like more than two tracks, then like don't even worry. Don't even bother with Audacity. But Everything else.
Go or ahead. Audition.
Or audition. let's go. Let's keep the whole, like, what, retro. Okay, I want to talk about this. What do you guys think is retro, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not retro.
Yeah.
But no. Like, what's the year that something has to be retro? Like today. As of today, what is retro to you guys?
I think it really depends on, what context you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because retro audio would be, like, vinyl out of the 70s.
And, like...
And earlier than that. And, like, the old things that no one uses anymore. Like
78s and...
The literal singles that you played once and you could never play them again.
What?
Oh, yeah, they literally produced singles, I think they were still, like, vinyl material or something. But after playing it once, it was destroyed, and you couldn't play it again.
Mm.
Because the music industry was so worried that the ability to buy music would ruin the industry.
And here we are in the future, realizing that they were true.
And now it's streaming, everybody.
Right? Yeah, that's actually why singles got the name singles. They were single plays.
That's dumb. Unless it was like a penny, then that's dumb.
I think it was more expensive than that, but I also don't think it was single songs. I might be wrong about that.
Like whole albums that, right?
Also, fun fact, the reason albums got their name is because vinyls, like the album used to be sold in like a album because the records just didn't hold enough and they used a smaller format at the time.
Hmm. Yeah, they used 78s and it was like an album of...
Yeah, so that's why album got its name because you literally got an album.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff. But yeah, what do you guys, okay, so for video games and like tech, what do you guys consider retro? I mean, I know those are separate things, but like I just want to hear your opinions on them.
Video games, I'd still call anything pre-3D retro, but as soon as it hits 3D.
So like PS1's not retro?
I don't PS1 think that's at retro. The point of retro yet.
I think PS1 is called, I think it has, I call it like 3D retro. Proper 3D retro is like PS1.
Mm. Anything that goes to the early retro, 2000s, like, I feel like.
Retro is like... Like, retro is, like, Atari.
Mm.
Retro is, like, SNES and GameCube. And not even GameCube. SNES and, like, Saturn. Genesis.
Saturn.
Sega.
No, Saturn was later. I have a Saturn. That was PS1 era.
I'd still call Saturn in the retro era. Before the Dreamcast.
It was actually more powerful than PS1.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It still only did
2D.
Yeah, it still basically did 2D. Mm. I have a game. It's, like, a Doom clone. And that's like 3D retro. But like tech, 3D, like retro tech, that's like Nixie tubes and the invention of the LED, in my opinion. Like, so 70s.
No, really? 70s?
Retro tech, I'd even put back to the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s, really? I would say mini early cassette? 2000s. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that came out in the 90s that at this point are really just like you have them for the sake of nostalgia or because they still kind of just work and there's no point in replacing something that works.
That's like old computers. Like 90s computers, they're retro, but a Commodore 64, that's also retro, but for a different reason.
But 90s computers are just also pieces of garbage.
Oh, they're all garbage. They're not like so underpowered that they worked around it. They were like powerful, but no one was able to take advantage of them because they were in a transition period, so everything
they
for
did
them
the
is
magic
garbage.
Wrong.
Yeah,
so for video games, I still say pre-3D is where retro, like, retro ends on 3D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I think the PlayStation 1 is still too new.
I love the PlayStation
one. Like,
it's
yeah.
so good.
The N64, Crash I also Bandicoot, consider about too it. New. Also, if we're going to talk Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy is upsetting in a lot of ways.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty good.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. We'll put that on the chopping block then. And continuing on the idea of retro, A Hat in Time. I think they call it a adorable puzzle platform. I don't know.
It's a collectathon in the spirit of Banjo-Kazooie and Super Mario 64. That's basically all you need to know.
Is it a like a collecting game or is it you collect stuff? Oh yeah, a cute as heck 3D platformer. That's what they call it. It looks pretty good. I really want to play it.
Yeah, but it's gotten overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam.
I just bought Metal Gear Solid 5 yesterday. I'm considering being like, nah, you can wait and buying this game like tonight and wasting my time.
Yeah.
So I'm in a dangerous spot right now, guys.
Same. I just bought the DLC Crimson Court really for Darkest cute. Dungeon. Yeah. And I really want to play that more. But Hat in Time looks really cool.
And it was in development for 5 years, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was in development for a long time. And like, there's a lot of cute little things about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Oh, they're going to do DLCs as well.
Oh, nice.
Which kind of upsets me. But there's modding support.
To be honest, like, companies, video game companies really have to do DLC to make money on their product now.
Yeah.
Because the price of video games has remained so long, has remained the same for so long. And when you account for inflation, that means that they're going to get to a point where they start losing money.
Yeah.
So they have to make DLC in order to make money.
Fun fact, according to adjusting for inflation, the N64 cartridge was $100 a piece.
Oh,
110, I think.
That is absurd.
Yeah, the Atari 2600, I think it was like 700 something, adjusting for inflation.
Yeah, original NES was like 9, I think. I think it was like 900.
No. It was about 600, 700.
What was 900 then? There was a console with 900.
3DO! That garb. No, not either the Neo Geo or the 3DO. One of the two. Probably Neo Geo. Neo Geo collectors are insane, though.
I really want to say it was Neo Geo.
But yeah, so adjusting for inflation, yeah, they're going to have to start doing DLCs, and I'm fine with that. But they have modding support, so I'm also fine with that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, but, looking at the reviews, it's probably a really good thing that they did take so long to actually, you know, perfect the game and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so...
and this is their first project, too, right? They have an excuse.
The Humble Bumble published it. And I think it's their first endeavor in publishing a game.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I mean, no, it's saying Gears for Breakfast is the one that published it.
Well, they developed it. Oh, they...
No, it says, it says developer, Gears for Breakfast, publisher, Gears for Breakfast.
Oh.
Humble Bundle might have just supported it then.
Like hardcore, yeah. That's probably what they did. Because you can you can get it on Humble Bumble. Hubble Wubble. I'm just going to butcher it now.
Yeah, back to when I was pronouncing Szechuan.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like a fun game. We will give more information about it.
Probably next week.
Because I
hate my wallet today.
I hate my wallet too, I guess.
I'm going to come over to one of your guys' places.
It looks like a lot of fun. I'll get it. If John, if you get it, then I might not get it for a while.
I'm probably going to get it like this week. So if you want to come over,
when we do the podcast stuff. Yeah. I'll give it a run.
While we're on the topic of 3D platformers, you mentioned Crash Bandicoot, and this leads into something I really want to talk about: controls. So the Insane Trilogy was really good for the most part, but where it failed was controls, because they decided entirely that it'd be a good idea to use a single game's physics engine for all of the games.
Yeah, they used the third game's physics engine. I think I mentioned this earlier, like on the podcast.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Which would have been okay, you know, had they readjusted the stages.
Mm-hmm.
But 3's physics, like, you...
You were slidey. You had to get momentum to jump.
Like, not only that, but I think you fell faster. The game felt like it felt more fluid as opposed to one where like it felt like a not a bad 2D platformer, but like a game where like you jump and then you can just move in the air despite not having any momentum. Like the game had no concept of momentum. You started and stopped basically on a dime.
The first one did, at least.
Yeah,
the third one did. The
second one was much better because it was close enough to the third one. There weren't huge quirks. Like some spots were harder than they should have been, but I digress.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't emphasize like what you can kill a game by just not designing the controls properly.
This is fair.
Like, does anyone remember the old Resident Evil games? Like pre-4?
Not really.
Those were literally just controlling tanks.
They literally called them tank controls, because what you would do is you would have a movement stick and then a looking stick, right? Mm-hmm. And you would move with one stick, and it wasn't really moving. It was like walking forward, strafing, and then walking slowly backwards. Mm-hmm. And the other one moved you, so you could just sit there and spin in circles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really even like you moved with it. Like if you were like, okay, so you're behind the person, you're kind of like third person. If you move the camera stick right, he turns right. No. If you turn him right, he's going to keep going right. If you turn him left, he's going to keep going left. And how far you turn them left and right is how fast they go left and right. That's how tank controls work. and they were awful. I played the second Resident Evil, and I couldn't understand how to use the controls. I wanted to die.
Yeah, I won't play the old Resident Evil games just because I cannot imagine trying to control that and not getting frustrated at dying because of just controls.
Like there are mods now if you get it on an emulator to use it like an Xbox.
Playable.
Yeah, use an Xbox controller, and it's way more playable, and it's a lot of fun from what people have told me. But it just... The perspective doesn't work. Mm-hmm. The perspective doesn't work. It's like a camera in the corner, and that's what you get, and it's just awful.
Yeah.
But like I think that, yeah, the control layout can really, like, nowadays, back then it really didn't matter. If it's a game, it's a game, but nowadays it can really kill a game. Like Cuphead. We were talking about Cuphead. Cuphead has really fluid and responsive controls, and that's some of the reason why I think it's like a great game.
Yeah, and then speaking of, like, just controller layout, like, so I just mentioned I bought Metal Gear Solid 5 because
yeah.
I found it on sale. I'm like, hey, I want it. It's really good. So I love every bit of the game so far, but the controls, because they do some things that are backwards from other games, like how on Xbox controllers, B is normally crouch, mm-hmm. and that game is pick up, and X is dive, which is as close to crouch as you can get because, well... There's also a crouch button on A, but that's a long story. So the controls are all wonky. And, like, for veterans of the game, probably not a big deal. But mm-hmm. for people like me, I want to adjust the controls to, you know, play like a normal game.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
Because
they just don't let me edit
yeah,
the
they
controls.
Didn't, they, yeah, I hate it when games
and, like,
do that.
I'm sure I could go into the game's code and fix that, but... Why?
Why take the time? Just let me do it. If you, like, okay, I don't like it when they release games that don't do things, some things right, but then don't let the users fix them. Like, they don't allow mod support. I hate that. I'm like, no, if something's wrong with your game, you should be able to, like, suck up your pride and let people fix it.
Yeah, and, like, facts. There's things I can understand. Like, Call of Duty doesn't let you change every control, but they let you pick from, like, a set, and one of those sets works for everybody because,
yeah.
like, no one should be shooting with the A button.
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally. Like, that's dumb.
That's just asinine. Like,
yeah.
It is
A for asinine.
Like, I play, like, the claw style, quote-unquote, where, like, my index finger is bent over the...
Bumper?
No, the face buttons, and I use my middle finger for the bumpers and triggers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, I don't have a problem accessing those buttons, but, like, it's not comfortable and it's not natural. The controllers are not designed to be constantly hitting those buttons.
For
such a rapid reflex purpose.
Yeah. So, it's just...
So, like, I can understand, like, they don't let you remap the controls. They keep the basic controls the same and then let you remap the, like, the less useful ones. Like, they're not useful. They're not as...
Yeah, they don't let you change the primary functions
without them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to crouch. It makes the game far easier and more fun, but you could avoid crouching if you wanted. You don't have to melee people, but it makes the game easier and more fun.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with, like, predefined layouts.
It's just
assuming one of them works.
And if they don't work, you just let them change them. Like, I hate games that are like indie games, right? And indie games are supposed to be like, oh, they're about the player, because they're like, oh, we're a small team, so we're gonna try and, you know, do things for you guys. But they can't do the simple thing of allowing you to change button layout.
Yeah.
Not even trigger layout. Not even analog stick layout. Button layout. Can't do it. You want the A key to actually be the Y key? No, sorry. That's not how that works. And it drives me up a wall. But enough getting angry.
Yeah.
Let's head to our general segment of Anthony with life in 3017, because I really liked that last week.
With
Wait.
Our potential closing thought, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so today's Life in 3017 is going to be about an issue in China. And the issue in China is that they're burning coal in power plants, right? You know, also, they have about 5 million cars on the street. This creates smog. And for all of you who don't know, smog is a very bad thing. It gets so bad that kids can't even go to school some days, and that's horrible. So, what do we do? Enter Dan Roosegaard. He's like a Dutch engineer, scientist person, and he invented, wait for it, a bike, as the Dutch do. bikes are super popular in,
yeah,
yeah, in that area.
Dutcherland.
Yeah, in Dutcherland, in Amsterdam, yeah. So, but, like, this bike isn't a normal bike, obviously. That wouldn't be revolutionary in the slightest.
Maybe if it was a three-wheeled bike.
Maybe it was a three-wheel bike.
That's pretty neat. I haven't heard of
that. Well, these bikes only have two wheels. Sorry to disappoint.
I'm angry.
You've just been angry this entire show.
I've been angry the whole podcast, Anthony.
Mucho angry.
But, yeah, no. This bike has a special, like, ionizing filter that removes a majority of particles in the air that can do damage to the lungs and heart. And on top of this, as it's cleaning the air, it also blows a gentle breeze into your face. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, because a bike's not going to do that for me.
Exactly, right?
Well, no, like, this is my only gripe. You know why they do that? So you don't choke on the smog while you're driving.
Right?
They have to give you a steady supply of oxygen so you don't pass out.
Facts. Honestly, that's probably, like, a good reasoning behind that. But, yeah, no. And they've already, like, worked on this. Like, they've created, like, a huge tower in Beijing, in a Beijing park, that does this already.
Oh, wait, they already made that huge tower? I was just going to mention that. They already made it?
Yeah, they already made it.
Oh, geez,
they have, like, images
that.
And stuff like that. They've already got the whole huge tower up, and it's already filtering air out in Beijing park, making the air, like, cleaner and safer. Where was my next thing? The bikes that they're using, right? So, of course, they're going to confine this down, like, much, much further for the bike. And the actual generator would be powered by a combination of pedaling power and solar power.
That's so pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because a lot of people do use bikes in China. China and Japan, too.
Yeah, no. They've already partnered with a bike sharing service that has over 3 million users.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
a lot of people are using bikes already.
They're set.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get one of those towers.
Yeah,
we do. In, L.A.
Honestly, though.
China makes sense because it's like, all right, so there's Beijing, and then there's, like, maybe two other cities that produce smoke like that.
Yeah.
But, like, Beijing's, like, the worst.
Definitely.
We don't really have the worst city yet.
Mm-mm.
And L.A. is pretty bad. Pittsburgh's pretty bad, but...
The only issue that they're currently facing is they have to, produce the bikes. So they have to figure out, like, the most cost-effective way to do that. And then they also have to think of methods for getting people to kind of... Because they want to make these, like, a commercial thing, not through just the bike sharing service.
Yeah.
So they'd also have to get around the issue of, like, getting people to actually change their filters every month.
Yeah, that could be an issue.
Exactly.
I think with a lot of people. I mean, like, because people are just lazy.
Exactly. So those are, like, two of the things that they would have to work on. And honestly, they could just, like, sell, like, a year's supply of filters with these bikes, or, like, certain, like, box sets of filters with the bikes, and that would make it easier for people.
That's all they would really need to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do, too.
Yay! Eco-friendliness.
Exactly.
We ended
cleaning
on
up the air, making
up,
it easier
ended,
to breathe.
We actually ended on a good note today, guys. No one wanted me to talk about Yellowstone again. I didn't want to talk about Yellowstone again.
I think we've had enough upsetting news for the day.
I must have missed something.
Oh, Yellowstone's, like, gonna erupt.
And destroy the world.
Yeah, I knew that.
Ripperoni pepperoni.
That's not news.
Hugs for the world.
Hugs for the world, everyone. All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. Again, I'm Elliot.
I'm Anthony.
I'm John. Thank you for joining us on Nerd News Now, and we will see you next Tuesday.